From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a truck plowed into a crowded Christmas market in the center of Berlin Monday, killing at least 9 people and injuring as many as 60. Police say the incident occurred outside the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church. Authorities described the crash as intentional. In the Turkish capital Ankara, the Russian ambassador was shot and killed by a Turkish policeman Monday while attending the opening of an exhibition. Dorian Jones reports.
The shooting of the Russian ambassador, Andrei Karlov, was captured by video cameras recording his speech opening an exhibition in a gallery in the heart of Ankara. As the ambassador was speaking, a gunman approached the podium and opened fire, shooting Karlov 4 to 5 times. 3 other people were also injured. One witness explains that Syria appears to be the motivation for the attack. He shot him behind the podium, she said. The assailant was saying, Allah Akbar. He mentioned that Russia was killing innocent people in Aleppo and in Syria. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
The United Nations Security Council has unanimously approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to eastern Aleppo, Syria. The resolution calls for the UN and other institutions to monitor evacuations from eastern Aleppo and for UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon to consult with Syria and other parties for the immediate deployment of the monitors. The resolution, drafted by France and Russia, calls for all parties to allow unconditional access for humanitarian aid and to protect all civilians across Aleppo and throughout Syria. Meanwhile, evacuations from the rebel-held areas of Aleppo and a pair of villages continue. This is VOA News. In the northeastern U.S. state of Pennsylvania Monday, electors gathered to cast their ballots for President of the United States.
As the roll is called, each elector will come forward and deposit his or her ballots in the official ballot box for the President and the Vice President of the United States. The Secretary will call the roll.
That scene was replicated across the United States in the 50 states in a vote that is expected to confirm that Republican Donald Trump will become the nation's 45th president. North Carolina's incoming governor says lawmakers are expected to meet Tuesday to repeal a law that limits bathroom access for transgender individuals. Democratic Governor-elect Roy Cooper made the announcement Monday, saying Republican leaders in the legislature plan to call the special session to revoke the so-called bathroom bill known as HB2. Lawmakers had reached an agreement for the repeal of the bill. Earlier in the day, the city council in Charlotte voted to remove its transgender non-discrimination ordinance from the city code. That observance led to passage of HB2, which required people to use public bathrooms that corresponded to their biological sex. The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, has been convicted of negligence by a French court. She was charged with failing to challenge a $422 million payout by a state arbitration panel to a business tycoon. The case comes from actions Lagarde took when she was France's finance minister. Christopher Baker is a lawyer on Lagarde's legal team.
There is no sentence, okay? Which means there's no record of this being recorded in any register of sentences. There is no fine. There could have been a fine.
It is not clear what impact the action will have on Lagarde's leadership of the IMF. Turkey's ruling AK Party has submitted to Parliament a package of 21 proposals for constitutional change. The proposed changes would end Turkey's nearly century-long parliamentary rule and replace it with a powerful executive presidency. Under the proposals, Parliament would pass legislation overturning decrees issued by the president, but the president would have the power to veto parliamentary legislation. The proposals would also allow a president to lead a political party, ending the present constitutional requirement of neutrality. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been pushing for the changes, arguing the country needs a strong presidency. China has issued a smog red alert, closing schools as well as factories and other businesses in dozens of cities. The affected areas are also limiting the number of cars allowed on the streets. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.